we have made it to another Friday.
Yes, indeed.
All I want to eat is them barbecue chips. Still got a job, still got friends, still got beer.
You got another beer because you already drank one beer.
I finished it, so I'm on to number two. Hang on a second. Let me...
You can crack that one open there, buddy. There you go.
There we go. I appreciate how encouraging you are of me drinking a beer.
Yeah, man. You've had a tough week. A lot of things that have been kind of in your life and happening. So deserved, man. Get you some.
Well, this beer today is definitely one for the books if you are looking to catch a little bazaar, because it clocks in at 9.2% ABV. Woo! This is Sierra Nevada's Atomic Torpedo Imperial IPA. And first off, Audrey, before we get into the five categories that we rank every beer on, I'm curious your thoughts on the artwork of this can, because it is rather cosmic looking.
It's very cosmic looking. It's very like militarized-esque. It's giving battleship, board game. It's very cool. I'm really digging the hops. It's actually kind of very sciencey as well, very Doctor Who down there. But see, like, the hops where it's kind of gotten like all of the things.
Yeah, like there's like a crosshair design here.
Yeah, it almost looks like very planetary. So it's cool. Would I take it off the shelf? Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, this feels like something that may appeal more to me than to you.
Very dude-ish.
Yeah, because, I mean, it does feel very dude-ish. The thing that strikes me about our first category is the look. It's a very clean-looking IPA, which
agreed.
I can appreciate. And then when you give it a smell, and you guys tell me if you agree or disagree with this, it's pretty muted. Like, there's citrus. Not a lot going on.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, there's a lot of citrus here.
There's some sweetness. There's some citrus. There's a little bit of hops. But for a beer that's at 9.2% ABV, I'm not getting any alcohol.
None.
Yeah, you would expect a heavy smell here, and you're not getting that.
No hop smell. Yeah, so I see you're moving on to the taste there, Dave.
Yeah, well.
Well, he has been tasting
it. Oh, boy. Audrey. Look, the first, was that your first pull?
That was my second, so I'm going to go in for a third. Because you can't, one thing that Mahoney has taught me as a beer sommelier, is that even a thing? Can you be a sommelier of other things other than wine?
No, you can only sommelier wine.
You can only sommelier wine. Yeah. So as a beer Sherpa.
Bomalier.
Bomalier. I like that better. Beer Sherpa that Mahoney is, he has taught me, don't ever take a beer off of its first sip. So going in for my third sip.
Can be a little shocking, and I will say that this beer, for me at least, as you had more drinks, really does kind of even out. Otter just went, woo, so maybe not.
It's much more amber-y than I was expecting. And what I mean by that is it's sometimes with a lot of IPAs, Dave, you being the IPA guy in the room, they're very crisp, very bright tasting. And this almost has like more of a nutty flavor to me, like more of that lager-esque than IPA. I'm not getting a lot of pine, which I appreciate, but it's nothing on the back end. I'm getting a lot of citrus, but darker muted than I was expecting. So I do like it. It's just very punchy. It's very 9.2-y to me.
Interesting that you say that, because what I wrote down is that this was surprisingly creamy in its texture. Like when you're drinking it, it almost has not a traditional IPA feel to the drink in your mouth. I like it quite a bit. It has a decent amount of hop bite on the backside for me, but I like that.
Yeah, you do. You're an IPA dude.
Yeah, but Chris, what do you think?
Man, you guys.
Are we getting ya?
I've said it time and time again. I hate IPAs. I've just never been an IPA. And every week, I keep saying, like, wow, this is an IPA I can get behind. And this, in my opinion, for a guy that doesn't drink IPAs, this is the best IPA I've ever had. Now, I do think that 9.2% is definitely playing a role in this.
That's part of it. So a lot of people are just kind of dismissive of the alcohol content for a beer. For me, it's important because...
Because I'm cheap.
I mean, but also, like, depending on how many you're going to have, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to have four or five beers in a sitting, let's say you're watching a game or whatever, and it's got, you know, 5.5%, and the goal is to feel a little something, you end up feeling kind of bloated after a whole bunch of beers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
true.
Two of these.
And they're tiny
cans.
You're
feeling pretty good.
They're lots of packed in a tiny can. 9.2% in a, I mean, usually you have to get like 16 ounces of beer in order for it to be 9.2. So I kind of appreciate this being a, I think this is sixer, right?
Yeah. But yeah. It does not taste like a 9.2% beer at all. It doesn't have that heavy taste. And
it does
the
afterbite
is very minimal, which is the thing I don't like about IPAs. But
doesn't taste boozy. Some of these, you know, beers that get, you know, 8.5%, 9%, they tend to be real heavy on the booze taste. And this is just not the case. As far as the mouthfeel, I would border on calling this like a light mouthfeel.
I just got another shiver. I mean, it's just, it's... you know, whenever I was working bar, it was a shifty drink every day that got me on the beer train. I had to do a little bit of a taste tester each day in order to kind of even be on the beer vibe, because I used to never be that type of person. And I just feel like I'm hoping, kind of like whenever you're in your 20s and you're experimenting on like all the different alcohols and flavors and things that you might be into. Mm-hmm. I keep drinking this thinking I'm going to be into it. I keep thinking I'm going to be into it the more I drink it.
And
that could just be the case. Usually you drink one beer and then the next beer is a little bit better because you're kind of a little bit more mouth numb. Does that make sense?
Sure. But
so I'm kind of like hoping.
But you're not an IPA fan, and this is a strong IPA in the alcohol content. It does have, for me, again, like that hop bite to it. So if you're not into it, like, that's totally cool.
Which I do like Sierra Nevada a lot, though, but this is pretty strong.
This is not for you. It's a little too strong.
A little strong.
Chris, again, not an IPA guy. How is this sitting with you?
Well, the chugability of this beer, can I bring that? Can we factor in that?
Absolutely.
You can. Is incredible, because like, hold on.
Don't do that, Chris.
I know Mahoney would be so disappointed right now.
Yeah, this isn't a chugging beer. It's a 9.2%
beer. It's not, but it
beer.
Could be.
But
it could
says,
be.
Every beer
who?
Is a chugging beer if you're brave enough.
There you go.
Yeah. Says who?
I don't know. I do really, really like this, guys. I could absolutely see myself drinking this again.
Okay, let's do it. Dave, can I get a drum roll? Absolutely. Here we go. On Dave's Beer Scale of Supremacy, I give the Sierra Nevada Atomic Torpedo IPA a very solid 4.2 out of 5.
Woo!
4.2 out of 5.
That's a little dramatic.
Oh, that's
you're
perfect.
Dramatic.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
Because your home phone, cell phone, email, Facebook, Twitter, and home screen all at the same time.
They're everywhere.